Hi, Andy.
Good morning.
Good to be with you.
It's good to be here. I appreciate it.
Well, I have a Facebook page, not only a personal one, but one for the radio show. And I get a Facebook link from you. Andy Shore, Democrat for State Representative Fundraiser, Wednesday, April 27th at 5 p.m. You are definitely going to run for state representative.
Well, I filed a committee, and I'm starting to kind of put everything in motion. It's technically still an exploratory committee because I want to, you know, see the support that I have and see if it's worthwhile to move forward, 16, 17 months from now for the primary. But everything's been looking pretty good so far. I've had a lot of support from local officials, from constituents, from folks who have urged me to run. So it's been looking good, and you know, we have our first fundraiser coming up, as you said, April 27th at 5 downtown, and I'm going to see what kind of financial support I can raise in order to see if we can run the right campaign next year.
Andy, don't do it. Why would you want to do that?
You know, that's probably one of the most common questions I get. You know, why would you want to do that? But you know, for me, I've been on the county commission for 8 years. I've been involved with the legislature. You know, I worked in the Senate and in the House. I think that Lansing needs someone who can come in on day one and be able to make an impact. And I've got, you know, contacts on both sides of the aisle. I know a lot of the players here in town. And, you know, if with 6 year term limits, you need someone who can jump in right away and work on the issues, whether in the majority or the minority. And I think I can offer that.
What would be your first point of order when it comes to what would you do first?
Well, you know, we need to see what the world looks like, because there are so many changes that have been proposed, things that I like and things that I don't like in the next, you know, in these 2 years before the next term. You know, jobs is one of my top focuses, and I want to make sure that the state has a sustainable budget. Education is hugely important to me. You know, I've got kids in the Lansing, I've got my son's in the Lansing Public Schools, and my daughter will be in the Lansing Public Schools in September when she goes into kindergarten. So I want to make sure that works and we're educating our kids. I want to make sure that economic development is possible and happening. You look at downtown Lansing, and, you know, a lot of great things have been happening, but we need more, and that needs to be a focus. So, you know, jobs, keeping students here, getting them into college and keeping them here after they graduate, preventing a brain drain, keeping talent here, really, you know, pushing the Lansing area and making sure that Michigan is competitive and is where people want to be. Those are kind of my primary focuses when I get in there, and I want to work again with the folks who I already have support from, a whole host of state representatives on the Democratic side, who I'll be able to work with on day one. You know, if we're not fortunate enough to take back the majority, then I have good relationships on the Republican side, things that I can work through. So I think I can get in and make a difference right away.
Do you think you'll be running against Kelly Bernero, the mayor's oldest daughter?
It's possible. You know, I can't tell you who I'm going to run against. You know, anyone can get in. And there was a piece in the City Pulse that Kyle Malin did talking about that she's interested. And it's possible there could be her. There could be a few others. You know, I'm running my campaign right now. I'm running on my issues and talking to people and seeing what my support is. And, you know, what other people want to do is what they want to do. And I'll respect that, but run my race.
All right. I know you're not worried about it, but Brittany and I will not be running for that office, so you don't have to worry about us.
I would be worried.
All right. Take care, Andy.
All right. Thanks, Tony.